$7,000.
Good night. Wow.
Raised. All right. It is 6:50. I want to say good morning and welcome Mr. Leland Daines, who is the executive director of Visit Emporia. Leland, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Good morning, gentlemen.
All right. Visit Emporia. You know, we've got big activities. What coming up this weekend in town, don't we?
We do. Before we even get to the weekend, actually, we've got a book signing tomorrow that I'm pretty excited about. Author Roxy Yonkley will be coming through promoting her 100 Things to Do in Kansas Before You Die. Naturally, there are a few Emporia attractions on that list, but she's also in the process of writing her next book about hidden secrets of Kansas. So we're excited to be having her in town, and so she can help us tell the world about what's going on in Emporia.
Well, where will she be?
So that is at Union Street Social. From 3 to 5 tomorrow afternoon. So if folks would like to go check that out, get a copy of her book, meet with her, you can do that at Union Street Social at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon from 3 to 5.
So you mentioned Emporia is on that list. Can you give us an indication of what we are needed to be descended upon before people die?
Yeah. Well, certainly our two major outdoor activities are featured in that, the Unbound Gravel Race and disc golf, as well as Radius Brewing. So those are three things that were mentioned in there.
All right. Well, that's neat. So it's coming up tomorrow. All right. Onward we go here, Leland.
We do, and we have marched into the weekend with St. Paddy's Day festivities. DEBA is hosting a pub crawl on Saturday, in addition to the St. Patrick's Day Parade at 1 o'clock downtown Emporia. And we kind of capstone the St. Patrick's Day festivities with Brick Horse at Bourbon Cowboy, a St. Paddy's party at Bourbon Cowboy. So some lovely St. Paddy's Day. Make sure to be wearing your green. But some activities this weekend.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Also want to let people know, too, the Emporia Arts Council is holding a very special art event for the kids, as they're creating leprechaun finder binoculars that they can use at the parade to spot, well, leprechauns. So all kinds of stuff going on downtown. St. Patrick's Day Parade is back, and we're happy about that.
Absolutely, yeah. It's, you know, I probably shouldn't say it, but I'm happy to at least have the weather we've got this week. Naturally, we probably have another day or two of cold at some point this spring, but things seem to be turning around on that front, and it feels a lot better to be getting outside and participating in some of these activities.
Yeah, indeed. And, of course, you have a website that offers a calendar that people can scroll and find out what is going on. And I believe, too, if we want to add an event, so we can do that?
You are 100% correct. Go to visitemporia.com to be up to date on local community activities and things that are coming up. And if there is something that is not there that you believe should be, make sure to get that added. You can add events to our calendar as well.
All right. What else going on, Leland?
Well, you know, I couldn't help but hear you guys talking about Dolly Parton. And she was honored but politely declined a nomination into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I was sitting here thinking about our launching of the Gravel Cycling Hall of Fame, and those nominations have concluded, and they are with the electors right now. So the electoral process is taking place, and on or around April 4th, we hope to be announcing the inaugural class of the Gravel Cycling Hall of Fame. So.
Yeah, we'd love to get you back on here once that is all finalized, Leland.
Yeah.
And, let people know. We look forward to hearing that and more progress for the Gravel Cycling Hall of Fame. Leland, thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Have a good day. Leland Daines, who is the executive director of Visit Emporia, with us here this morning, KVOE, live and local. Good morning at 6:55.
Hello, cattlemen. Mark your calendars for March 15th. The Hinkson Ranch will be hosting its annual bull and female.